Some of my favorite memories of calls that are sort of touchstones for me have very little to do with anything that I've done, or for that matter, anything that any of my brothers or sisters have done. We get to see a lot of tragedy, and we get to see a lot of loss, and every once in a while, we get the kind of call that I refer to as God just reached his hand down and snatched them back. Every once in a while, we get to catch that glimpse of something miraculous, something interventional, and those calls, those are calls that I'll go back to and play in my head and listen to the spirit of the call, the place, the people. A call that really hits home for me was a young fireman. Would have been early 90s, Central Florida, the rural middle of nowhere, and we had a divided highway that ran through our district. Man, we ran terrible wrecks there several times a week, often with really, really poor outcomes. And we got dispatched this morning to a single vehicle accident, an overturned van. And we start driving that way and start getting a few updates. It's in the wrong lane. It's upside down, the roof's off. And we get there. And this van had was a passenger van, not a minivan. I don't even know if they had minivans back then. But it was a full-size passenger van, and she had, for whatever reason, started off the right side of the road, hit the gravel berm, overcorrected, and went into the median. Well, the median is cut pretty steep for drainage, so when she attempted to cross that median, the van flipped. And was going at such a high rate of speed that it continued up, which is now oncoming traffic on a four-lane divided highway, going at a pretty quick pace, continued up on its roof, the wrong direction on the highway. The roof sheared off, and the van continued on its posts. As we pull up, we're looking at a van that's upside down and a whole median full of people. This lady had six little kids in her car. And I'm thinking, oh, this is not going to be good. And we start assessing patients. And the mom's got some lacerations. She's got an injured arm. Nothing major. And we start going kid to kid to kid. And these kids are fine. I get to a little boy that's about six, and he sees my uniform, and he starts to cry and says, "I don't want to go back to the hospital." And my heart sunk, because back to the hospital? Baby, why were you in the hospital? My heart surgery, and the trauma shears slice open this child's shirt, and I'm looking at staples. And I'm thinking, oh no, not good. So that one is whisked off in the ambulance and with mom, and we've still got kids and kids and kids, and get to the baby, and the baby's fine. The ambulance gets there, and where's the car seat? Can't find the car seat. It's pretty decent sized scene, but a car seat or a piece of a car seat? No car seat. Talk to the oldest child, and the 2-year-old baby was asleep on the floorboard of that van. And when that van flipped, that child landed on the springs of a bench seat of a van and went careening down the highway. How that child was not ground up as the roof sheared off, how that child did not die immediately, I do not know, but there was not a scratch on that baby. It's been 24 years. And right now I feel how I felt that moment when I looked at that child and went, this is a moment when the hand of God just reaches down and snatches him back. And everybody went off to the hospital and everybody went home. Nobody had any serious injuries in the type of accident where, and there was massive traffic, how they didn't get hit by somebody else. You know, all the what ifs. And yet, and yet they were fine. So those are the calls. Those types of calls are the ones that I keep tucked away for the times when it's been too many of the other kind of calls or too much of the politics and the crap. You know, for the chance to see that. It's a good thing.